Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. Faisal, how about you?
I'm doing well. Well, happy Seniors Week.
Get out of here.
It's official for you, man.
Get out of here.
You're officially a senior.
I'm going to tell you a funny story about that.
And so this is your week. You get a week.
Oh, fine. That's great.
I don't get a week.
I've never had a week before. Well, here's my funny story. So, as you know, I turned 55 this year, and I was going off about the fact that there's lots of companies that actually give you a seniors discount at 55. And I've got another, we've got a mutual friend who will never get a seniors discount because it horrifies him to actually admit that. But I'm not that guy. So my wife was at the store, and it was whatever, Seniors Tuesday for discount.
Yeah.
And so she's at the till, she's, oh, shoot, I should have brought my husband. And the woman at the till said, why should you have your husband? Well, because he turned 55 this year. I'll give you the discount anyways, honey. She came home and told me that, and I thought, yes. Yeah.
Even when you're not there, you're saving money.
I got my first seniors discount.
Look at you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, man. It felt good, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't.
It doesn't feel good?
No, it's scary.
Well, you're saving money there, but just heads up, your eldest is going to go to post-secondary next year. So
I know, I'm a senior with,
Money's going to be coming in from the savings, but it's going to be heading out for...
The $3 we saved on that purchase,
but they get student discounts, so there's a double discount happening.
We're
at the same
discount
time.
Family, hey?
Your wife can leverage off of both of you. You can save so much money.
So
it'll be like a shocking surprise to the family.
Well, you make it sound wonderful. You make it sound wonderful.
Something happened this week in the markets in regards that was quite surprising is that the change or rotation that's been happening away from large companies, especially in the U.S., going into small, mid-sized companies, you're starting to see an uptick in that sector or in that asset class size. And that kind of caught a lot of people by surprise. And so a little bit of catch-ups happening. I think that there's a shift going on. Mm-hmm. And I think we look at the first half of the year or most of the year, it's been driven primarily in the U.S., let's call that, start there, by technology companies.
Yeah.
And then you break it down from those technology companies, let's call it a dozen at the high end, 10 to 12 companies, anything to do with the words artificial intelligence has pushed the stock, that's part of that stock market up. Now, when you take those out and you look at everything else, it's pretty much flat. Mm-hmm. So, don't believe the hype is what I will say when it comes to what's happened so far.
Well, it's not been a broad-based rally, but
correct. Yeah. So it's not the entire economy or the entire stock market. It's a selected few constituents who are doing well and very well. Mm. But the rotation now to small cap is something that's saying, you know what, let's look at more value-driven opportunities.
Yeah, well, what's next, right? If we've got these other areas, these constituents have done, what's next? Where's the value? Where's the next piece of growth that we can see? And maybe this is the beginning, right, of a recognition that you've had underperformance in that small mid-cap space in the United States as an example for quite a while, right? So maybe we'll see. We'll see if that starts to play out.
I'll say the Valentine's Day parade, all the way up till Valentine's Day, maybe a little bit after, it was the tech boom.
Yeah.
It's still happening to some degree. Europe did very well for the first 6 weeks of the year and then kind of started doing nothing for Q2 and going into Q3. You're starting to see that everything is just kind of being flat with exception of these tech stocks I was talking about. And now we're starting to see small mid cap.
Yeah.
In Canada, pretty much same thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Where I find conviction behind the market is when the biggest beneficiary of economic growth starts to do well.
Right.
And that's financials.
Right.
And we haven't seen that yet.
Right, right. And it could be a bit yet before we see that leadership.
And we've got a great show on this talking about, what's happening in the economy, what's happening in the bond market. And so we've got a great guest coming on for a couple of segments today, all talking about, are we going into a recession?
Right.
Is the bond market going to signaling a rate cut? What's happened there? Should you go into a fixed or variable mortgage? All these different topics.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to our guest, Brian, who'll be joining us after the break as well.
Yeah, and I don't want to steal any of Brian's thunder, and I'll be curious, as always, to get his input. But the bond market has changed its stance, certainly. I mean, we got We got a rate increase in Canada,
yep.
Which was interesting because we don't often lead in many things in Canada. We're such a small portion of the global economy, but we were the first, we're the most aggressive central bank starting rate hikes. We, of the big central banks, the first to pause. Many people read pause as stop. And the central bank, our central bank, decided that the economic conditions don't yet mirror the conditions that they think are necessary to bring inflation back to that 2%. And so they hiked again. At the same time, markets are thinking about a Fed pause at this particular point. So there's some confusion in the market right now in the bond markets and the interest rate markets.
And for those of you who remember the old VCR or CD and DVD players, pause and stop are two different buttons.
Two different things, yeah.
And don't assume that a pause means a stop.
Right.
And even if next the Federal Reserve decides to pause, they're not saying I'm stopping, I'm just pausing.
Just
pause and play are right beside each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Or often those are the same.
Same button.
Right?
Right. So yeah. Be aware that when you're thinking about what the Federal Reserve or the Bank of Canada is doing, think of your remote control for your VCR, CD, or DVD player, and pause and play are usually the same button.
Is that on an iPad somewhere?
No. 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 I'm surprised you're special talking about technology, Mr. Seniors Week.
Yeah. Okay, so unemployment rate in Canada ticked up a little bit.
Yep.
Monetary policy takes a long time to filter through the economy.
Yes.
And we're at that point now where we're, when did we start? March. So we're over a year in. Okay? You can argue it's between 12 and 18 months typically it takes to see these things. So we're now in the sweet spot of seeing what the interest rate hikes have done. So it likely means that they're going to be, central banks are going to be nuanced from here, right? We did a whole bunch of rate hikes, obviously, over the past year to get to where we are today. But we're at a point now where they're tweaking, right? It's not this get aggressive, another giant rally in yields. At least there's nothing that indicates that at this particular point in time. So we're going to have to keep our eye over the next, obviously, the next several data points, just as central banks are,
yep.
to get a sense of how they're interpreting what the past rate hikes, what effect those past rate hikes are actually having in today's economy.
Here's some of the out-of-the-box thinking that are, and data that I'm looking at. An unemployment rate in Canada is based upon how many people are actively looking for work versus the overall population that are able to work.
Yep.
Okay. If you are self-employed or a business owner, you're not part of that calculation. So if you leave your job and you go and have a contract position, your self-employed contract, say you become an Uber driver, you're no longer counted as part of the numbers. Are you unemployed?
Right.
You could be underemployed.
Right.
Which is dangerous.
Right.
Okay. So we want to look for how many people are going into self-employment. The increase in self-employment, the more push that people are saying, okay, it's not, the unemployment rate's not going to be impacted.
Right.
In fact, it might just stay flat. It won't go down or it won't go up. But you won't. If you get more people that are self-employed,
right.
There's a change. There's a flag to look for. How do you have a growing economy with increasing credit card balances?
Mm-hmm. It can't happen for all that long.
Credit card debt in the U.S. is now $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Credit card debt, just credit cards. How does that happen?
Well, people like to spend.
But you'll pay it off.
Maybe.
Very few people who have money slushing around in their bank account leave a credit card balance paying 20 to 30% interest. Very few people.
I hope. You're right.
I do not believe that people are like, oh, I've got, $10,000 in my bank account and I owe 30% here, so I'm just going to leave that $10,000 owing in there. They do pay it off or pay some of it, right? So if that's missing, these are flags that people should be looking at. Don't count the number of people going through the TSA check-in. People are traveling. I got that. That doesn't mean we're not slowing down.
Right.
So be aware and look at the data. That's what we're going to talk about when you look at bulletproofing your retirement, transitioning to retirement, making sure you've got income, looking at all different types of data is what we're going to be talking about at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, June 20th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Are more interest rate hikes on the way? Stick around after the break. We'll talk about that. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.